This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Otherwise, we're on Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now, we have got retired United States Air Force Colonel Jim Warchuk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
And you're also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, just elected for your third time.
Exactly, a few weeks ago.
Yep. All right, well, congratulations again. I said it before, I'll say it again. You're a good man doing good work. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big story is the president has got some unusual support out there from Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, and AOC, because he said the virus stimulus was a disgrace and the relief checks are not relief checks at all. He wants them beefed up to $2,000, but there's more to the story, isn't there?
Oh, sure. And I don't think Nancy Pelosi was listening very closely to what he said, because he wants everything else pretty much out of it. All the corrupt, all the illegal, and I say illegal because it's in there to give more money to illegal aliens, and I'll use that word, illegal aliens, mm-hmm. than to American citizens. That's illegal. I don't care which way you put it. You cannot put that in a U.S. bill. Mm-hmm. To give money to illegal aliens, and that's going to come out. And see, she reacted, oh, you want to give $2,000 to individuals and $4,000 to families? Okay, we'll do that. I don't think she heard clearly. I mean, that's a soundbite from her when she was asked the question, and I've read it in a number of different ways from different articles. I think she's being a smart ass, and I'll say it that way, because she thinks she's going to spend more money. And I think she, you know, the president just sent it back. He didn't veto it.
Yeah.
He could veto it if she sends it back and there's more garbage in it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I think we can all agree that there is way too much. And when I heard about all the dollar amounts going to here, there, and everywhere, I couldn't believe some of it. We've got one of our favorite callers on the line, and I'm pretty sure she wants to ask you a question. Okay, Mary, what's your question for the colonel?
Good morning. With regards to that bill, there were only 6 senators that did not sign for it and 53 representatives. Now, my question would be, If you're a Republican, why would you have signed for that bill in the first place? It made no sense. For starters, it's going to be presented after Biden gets in anyway. That's what's coming down the pike. If you're a Republican, why would you sign for that?
Okay, thank you, Mary. All right, Colonel, what do you think?
Yeah, well, for one, there are a number of Republicans who do not support Trump. There are a number of Republicans who are looking at if Trump is gone. I'm not sold on he's out. I believe he's gonna stay in. But they don't want to be on the wrong side with the Democrats, because the Democrats would go after them if they supported the president. And a number of them didn't read the bill. I mean, you'd have to ask every single one of them why. I mean, to just carte blanche say, for one reason they did it. I think each of them have an individual reason. Mm-hmm. I'm glad, being from Florida, that Rick Scott had the courage to say no to it.
Yeah.
So my next question is, okay, Senator Rubio, what's your reason? And I'm not going to say what it is, but I have my suspicions of why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to ask, if you look at the bill, we saw and we talked about all the corrupt garbage that was in it, you'd have to ask each one, because some of them looked at stuff going into their own state that they could take credit for, and they probably put it in the bill themselves. You got to look at that.
Could be.
Where does all these landmarks and things come from? That's right. All the pork. It comes from members of Congress
who
submit what they want in it. So you have to go to each one and ask, and you might still not get the true answer.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a hard break, and I got a couple of callers on hold. And callers, if you can hang on, we'll get to you right after the break here with Colonel Jim Warshook. But Colonel, it's kind of hard to figure out here how they can just stick all this stuff together, because Nancy Pelosi does this all the time. 5,583 pages, and she gives them a couple hours to read it. Good luck.
Yeah, that's the way Nancy Pelosi works. It's all or nothing, take it or leave it, and I don't care what's in it. I don't care what's good for America. She did that to the president because she thought she had him hoodwinked, and she found out differently.
All right. Well, you hold that thought, sir. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And callers, hang on. I'll get to you right after we come back here from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, strolling across the radio airways all across the country tonight. We thank you very much for chiming in, and I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, my conversations with Colonel Jim Warchuk is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss. And remember, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've got some incredible upgrades that have been made to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone Rogue, folks, because it starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. And boy, is that fun to drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven a lot of miles in a Rogue before. I've had 4 of them from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan, too. Now, Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchased, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. There are currently over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships won't. Remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the original You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That's going to save you a bunch of money. Okay, back to Colonel Jim Warchuk. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning.
I got a couple of callers here. Let me go to the first caller. Mel in Saratoga Springs, you're up, sir.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Captain Jim.
Colonel.
Yes. Colonel Jim, I'm sorry. Forgive my ineptitude here. I like your opinion, Colonel, in regards to, say, for example, the last caller with a defeatist attitude when this president surely won by a landslide. Why is it that, there's so much defeatism out there in regards to obvious win? I just can't, I can't fathom the way people feel. We have to start acting like this president won.
Okay.
Not as he lost.
All right,
so I'd like your opinion, please, Colonel.
Right. Thank you very much, sure. Mel. Okay.
Yeah, great question, yep. Mel. And that's a question a lot of people are asking. One, we are so driven by what the mainstream media says, and even though you say I don't listen to the mainstream media, it's so woven into the messages that we're hearing out there. That's one thing. The second reason is there are a lot of Republicans who don't believe he won in their own heart, and they're anticipating, I better position myself politically to be able to stay in office and do what I have to do. That is overwhelmingly what happens. And then there's a lot of Republicans out there who don't like Trump and who are ready for him to go because they're part of the establishment and they wanted to go back to the status quo, the way things were.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Washington works. Trump is an outsider, and he came in, as we all know, to clean out and drain the swamp. And they're part of the swamp, and they don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is people, we've never dealt with an election to this magnitude with the level of corruption. And, you know, I tell people every single election should be looked at, and there should be at a minimum a recount and an audit. Even in races where people, you know, I'll say in this case, Republicans won. Because we're just looking at corruption from the standpoint of what appears to be a loss. You have to look at it, you know, ballot for ballot nationwide in every single race, because there's a lot more out there than we even know about. And so that has to be fixed. This president is one of the people who say he wants to fix that, and we all know there are a lot of those who want to do it.
Here's my question, and here's my problem, and I heard from a professor emeritus at Purdue University earlier who is a Republican, and he laid out this fact in his question. What happens if January the 20th, Joe Biden gets sworn in as president, and we find out in April or May that, yes, and I agree, I totally agree, this election was stolen. It was stolen from Donald Trump. I sat there at night and watched the numbers go backwards and couldn't believe my eyes, what I was seeing. And I had Bill Bunkley in the studio with me, and we were looking at all this stuff. And I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. You knew something screwy was going on. But what happens down the line? What happens down the line if we find out in April or May that this election was stolen? What can we do? Because I've been stolen.
That's... Mm-hmm. That's a phenomenal question. I have to say that.
We don't know the answer.
There's no precedent.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had to, mm-hmm. you know, we've had a little, you know, blips here back in 2000, 2004,
mm-hmm.
and that was just dealing with one state.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had anything of this magnitude.
Yep.
You know, I talked to one person, and there's people are saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, he probably could have, maybe he won California.
That's right. That could have happened.
Based on some polls that were done post-election,
yep.
You can't find anybody who voted otherwise. And so
mm-hmm.
that's why I said the corruption was so low. You know, even mm-hmm. in Florida, we accepted the 3% that he won by. It was 400,000 more than the last time.
I think it was more.
And I think it was more.
Yep.
But we're not going back and really doing any looking. There was, I guarantee you, there was corruption in Florida.
Sure.
And we know that. And just because we removed a couple secretaries of, or,
supervisor of elections
in a few counties,
yeah.
doesn't mean it didn't happen. So,
okay.
I mean, we don't know. Okay. I don't have an answer on
all
that.
Right. Well, hang on. We still got a couple of people with questions here. Okay. Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for the Colonel?
Good morning, Colonel. First of all, Merry Christmas and thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
We know that Joe Biden has pretty much hinted that when he becomes president, he's going to cut defense spending. Now, we also know that the reason that nobody messes with us is because we have the most mightiest, most powerful, technologically most advanced military on God's green earth. So I'm terrified because if he does cut defense spending, that's going to put us in a perilous position. You know, you're going to have countries saying, oh, well, they're not spending money on defense. let's go attack them. We probably have a chance to go there and do God knows what we want to do. So I want you to, Colonel, if you can answer the question, if he does cut defense spending, is it going to put us behind the eight ball, and how bad can it be? If, you know, how badly can he mess it up, possibly?
I guess,
for lack of a better way of putting it.
All right,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, and let me start the comment with this comment, Colonel. One of the reasons why so many countries in the past, Japan included, and even Germany, Japan, who thought about invading the United States, was I think somebody made the comment somewhere along the line in American history, there's a gun behind every door of the Americans' homes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Japanese knew that. The Russians knew that during the Cold War. The Chinese know that. This is well known, and that has always been the biggest fear. The other thing is, really, there's no, you know, when you say invade America or attack America, what do you mean by that? No country in the world has power projection like the United States does.
Nope.
Nobody has 12, 13 aircraft carriers and the battle groups. Nobody has the size and capability of an air force. Nobody has the capability to move mass forces around the world. I mean, China's barely got one aircraft carrier. Russia's got a few. We have a great military and national security early warning. I mean, it's not like we wouldn't be able to do this. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it through what we saw over the last 25 years. It's going to be terrorism. It's going to be forcing us to deploy people around the world. That's what you're going to see. It's going to go back to the way it was during Obama. Now, Obama cut our defense spending massively. That's why Trump spent so much money rebuilding it.
That's right.
And Trump follows the Reagan doctrine of peace through strength, where you have so much overwhelming force and a capability, if any country dares uses anything against us, they're going to get smacked down. And we've seen that with you know, Soleimani and all the key terrorist leaders that were taken out during the Trump administration. And they've settled down, so to speak. So I don't anticipate, at least in the interim, because it's going to come down to how to policy and what we do, and then future budgets if more gets cut.
And we're going to take a break. The Colonel's going to stick around for an extra segment here because we're going to get into Soleimani. We're going to get into Soleimani. We're going to get into some military situations here that we're going to talk about briefly. But your calls are welcome at 877-969-8600. When we come back from the break, we'll take more. And I'll be back with Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump calls the long-awaited coronavirus relief bill a disgrace and demands $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Congress approved a one-time $600 payment. The president called the 5,600-page spending bill wasteful and filled with unnecessary items. The Israeli Knesset office confirmed early Wednesday that the country is heading to its fourth elections in 2 years. A deadline for parliament to pass a new budget passed at midnight, forcing the Knesset to dissolve and automatically triggering new elections on March 23rd. LaGuardia Airport control tower chatter reveals two people were arrested after a Delta Airlines pilot radioed the tower that passengers, along with their Great Dane puppy, had bailed out on the tarmac by opening an emergency door and going down the inflatable slide Monday. Radio traffic to the pilot said, "It looks like the individual is being arrested at this time." This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Injured in an accident and a needle? Lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. Alrighty, and don't forget their telephone number, 24/7, round the clock. There's always a person there to answer your call, 877-245-6707. It's 877-245-6707. And you spell Farah, F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com, 877-245-6707. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we're back with Colonel Jim Warshak, retired U.S. Air Force, and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt.
We have a call from Elliot in Wesley Chapel. And Elliot, go. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Colonel Warshak. You know, hundreds of thousands of migrants are on the march right now through Central America heading to the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, game on now, the drug smuggling cartels, Captain. Mixed in that crowd is going to be people from all over the world. Think about it. Pope Francis of the Vatican have been urging people for a long time to head this way. Captain and Colonel, this is the question. Can Mexico hold the line, or do we, the people, help secure that border?
All right. Thank you very much, Elliot. Now, that's a great question from Elliot. And we've heard about these conversations. I heard it mentioned yesterday during the press conference that Biden had. The conversations he's having with the Mexican government and the president of Mexico, that kind of scared me a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's the kind of thing that, gee, didn't we go through that when Donald Trump came into office and the National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn, was already talking with foreign leaders mm-hmm. and his equivalents in other countries, which happens because he's not he doesn't have to be confirmed, and he can start his job the day he gets appointed and
yep.
becomes part of the transition. That stuff happens. Has nothing to do with the conversations. It has to do with the policy. And we witnessed, and we haven't seen any caravans since at least the spring. And then the coronavirus kicked in, and that pretty much all ended. Well, it didn't end because of the coronavirus. It ended because of policies that the president was putting in.
That's right.
And the president of Mexico respects Donald Trump, and therefore that ended. And at the same time, the Guatemalan government was doing the same, so they were blocking the borders from Guatemala from everywhere else. The Democrats, and using the international organizations they do, are trying to make this happen again. Mm-hmm. They just want a problem at the border. That gets news, and that gets people riled up, and that's what they want to do. I don't think we're going to see any of that as long as President Trump is in office, and when he remains in office after January 20th, mm-hmm. you won't see any more of that again.
Now, the other thing is George is chiming in, and he's agreeing that it was Admiral Yamamoto who talked about, "I'm afraid we've only awoken a sleeping giant." He also says that he had another quote, "There was an American behind every blade of grass with a rifle." That's where the gun thing came in.
Well, exactly, and we know that from intelligence reports that we received after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Yep.
And we've heard it from China. We've heard it from certainly Japan, where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
They know. Foreign countries, especially our biggest adversaries, understand what the Second Amendment stands for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our forefathers had such amazing insight when they instituted that Second Amendment. You know, 200 plus years ago when that was enacted and actually became, you know, the laws that went around after that were built upon that mm-hmm. to have that kind of vision that it's the Second Amendment that, you know, it really is. It protects us from foreign invasion, and it protects us from, totalitarian leadership in Washington. So the world knows about that, and that's why we have such a massive gun industry, and you know it's going full bore right now. You can't even get any ammo.
Yeah. Now, let's get into something here real quick. We do have another caller. Caller, hang on. Soleimani's death, the anniversary of it, is coming up here real quick, the one-year anniversary. And there's a lot of rumor mills out there. I've seen them, the blogs, you've seen them. You've probably been talking with some of your retired officers about this. But we just had a nuclear submarine, we know it was the USS Georgia, it wasn't been identified as such, that passed through the Straits of Hormuz and is on station somewhere with a couple of hundred Tomahawk land missiles. Land strike missiles. And
right.
that's in the Persian Gulf right now. But we're possibly expecting something to happen from Iran with these militias or somebody that they're going to strike out at us. And if they do, I think we're just going to knock the holy Jesus right out of them.
Well, we can anticipate that. And Iran is in dire straits economically, and they're not able to posture themselves with the Quds Force and their other international terrorist units and their funding for Hezbollah and Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason you know about that submarine and the reason I know about it and the reason most other people who follow this kind of stuff closely know it, because it was intentionally put out there
right.
for you to know about it.
Right.
They didn't want the Iranians to have to dig too hard to find out, and that's a message. That's a PSYOP message to the Iranians to let them know. And any any movement that we put out there, there's movements that going on that no one ever knows about, and that's intentionally by design. But there are all kinds of movements of moving, you know, B-1s and B-52s around from Guam to Diego Garcia and moving units in and out of the Persian Gulf. That's all done by design. It's called FDOs, foreign flexible deterrent options, and it gives us the ability to posture and show our enemies where we are, what our intent is, and that causes them to, you know, hopefully not react in the way we wouldn't want them to react.
Now, get this one. Here's another one, the same scenario. The U.S. has moved an aircraft carrier and an amphibious-ready group with 2,500 Marines on board off somewhere off the coast of Somalia. But, gee, Somalia's not that far away from Yemen, is it?
No, it's just across the strait there. We had 700-800 troops in Somalia, and we just had a contractor killed there about a month and a half ago, former Navy SEAL. We're in the process. It's one of the things that Trump is in the process of doing is moving that unit out. You know, we saw this in Syria. Nobody was paying attention to Somalia. We had people still there. That effort is winding down, and I would probably anticipate that group there standing as protection against when we move forces out of a region. We have to have some type of contingency so that they don't get attacked when they're in process of moving out, because they're moving equipment, they're loading stuff up, they're probably taking it to a port to move that stuff out of there, and that's the reason that's going on. They still have to worry about Al-Shabaab and other groups that might try to pick them off as they're leaving.
Well, Colonel, before we run totally out of time here, I want to make sure I wish you and your executive committee and all the members of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, who I've grown to make a lot of acquaintances with, a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. And this has been an interesting year. A lot of people have said, well, they did it again. Well, not so fast, folks. There's some changes in the offing, and change is good. And let me tell you something. If you think you blue-collared folks, they're not blue-collared. Wrong word. You blue county folks over there, if you think that you got Hillsborough County all locked up in the city of Tampa and this, that, and the other, there's a surprise coming on down the road. You just don't know what it is yet.
Well, Matt, I appreciate all the support you've given the Hillsborough County Republican Party over the last few years since we've been working together, and look forward to continuing that relationship, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well.
Thank you very much, and Colonel Wood, we'll talk to you after Christmas.
Alrighty.
Hi, Colonel Jim Warchuk, retired United States Air Force, as well as chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, and he's a really nice guy. He's as good as he sounds, and some of you folks out there that every now and then throw a barb in there, you're throwing barbs at the wrong person. I'll tell you that right now. He give you the shirt off your back if you needed it. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she and her husband run the Double D Ranch up there, Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, in a big... Hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. You know, Dominique's Blinds and Decor has been around for a while, and they are the best at what they do, bar none. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. That's very important in the scheme of things. And unlike the big box stores or the people online that go, well, call us up and we can save you money and we can this and we can that. Yeah, well, how about when it comes to installation, on-site cleaning, which, by the way, shades do have to be clean, and it comes to parts and repairs. Who's going to do that? Well, guess what? Dominic's does it all. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment, and they'll stop by and see you. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And they are, and I'll tell you again, the very best at what they do. Now, that number again, 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. And when you stop by the store, just kind of say that with a big smile on your face and say, hey, you got any of those special donuts in the back room? Because I told you the captain sent me. You never know, you might get some. All right, well, you know, a lot of comments yesterday came out from the Democrats, not the least of which. And, of course, even some Republicans were saying some things. Senator Rand Paul, and by the way, Chris Markowski and I talked about this when he was on during his segment. He said the monstrous spending bill is everything the Republicans say they don't believe in. Well, that's true. That's true. That's exactly what it looked like. And the other thing is, Mitch McConnell came out and said, well, the Dems finally gave us what we could have agreed to back in July. Well, with the exception, Mitch, of all the stuff that they tossed in there, why the hell they threw foreign aid in there in a COVID bill for people in the U.S. is totally, totally beyond me. But here's the one that really stuck out. Senator Kamala Harris, who, by the way, will be resigning as a senator, and they're going to appoint I believe he's the supervisor of election, or the state director of elections in California. But anyway, I'll get into that in a minute. But Kamala Harris said something yesterday that really, really stuck. She said, and I quote, "It is within our power to change the course of the history of this country." Let me repeat that. It is within our power to change the course of the history of this country. How many years have they been trying to do the fundamental transformation of America that we heard ever since Barack Obama walked out in 2008, stood there on stage and said, we are 3 days away from the fundamental transformation of America. That's what he said. They've been trying to do it. They've been trying to do it since way back in the 60s. And they're still trying. Only this time they're closer. And Kamala Harris, believe me when I tell you, is right there in the middle of it trying to get it done. Trying to get it done. We can't let her do it, folks. We cannot let her succeed. And it won't be on this watch. It won't be done on this watch, on this show, I guarantee you. By the way, how about Dr. Deborah Birx? Now that she got caught with her hands in a cookie jar, do as I say, not as I do, she will retire from public service after the backlash she received from the holiday travel she'd had over Thanksgiving. Okay. Now, I told you about Joe Biden. Joe Biden greeted the passage of the relief bill with a call for more stimulus spending when he takes over as president. And he would just as soon be the one, if they do this, puts out the $2,000. He would just as soon have him be the one. By the way, anybody reading the Washington Post, why? An article they put out yesterday. This was a quote. They depicted the GOP as collaborators, as rats, and accused the GOP of putting out Nazi-style propaganda. Everything they're accusing the Republicans of doing, they're doing themselves. Everything. And then the CDC panel recommending COVID vaccination shots for illegal farm workers. Illegal farm workers. You heard me right. What the hell? Unbelievable. Yeah, and again, you just can't make this stuff up. It just gets dropped in your lap every day. Every day. So, I want to read something I read a week or so ago. And somebody asked me if I'd say this again, and I'm going to. They refer to Donald Trump as clown, buffoon, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to use those words, but I'm going to do it in a different way. So listen to what I have to say here. The clown in the White House just brokered four Middle East peace accords, something that 71 years of political intervention and endless wars failed to produce. The buffoon in the White House was the first president who's not engaged us in a foreign war since Dwight Eisenhower. The clown in the White House has had the greatest impact on the economy, bringing jobs and lowering unemployment to the black and Latino population of any other president ever. The buffoon in the White House has exposed the deep, widespread, and longstanding corruption in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the Republican and Democratic parties, too, and is being punished for it with a planned and carried-out election scheme that millions of Americans are beginning to see. You betcha. The buffoon in the White House turned NATO around and had them start paying their dues. The clown in the White House turned our relationship with the Chinese around, brought hundreds of businesses back to the U.S., and revived the economy. Hello! Trump also exposed so many of our honorable politicians that have danced to the Chinese music and put America last and put lots of money in their personal coffers. Now, the clown in the White House has accomplished the appointing of three Supreme Court justices and close to 300 federal judges. Thank you, Mitch McConnell. This same clown in the White House lowered your taxes, increased the standard deduction on your IRS return from $12,500 for married filing jointly to $24,400, and caused your stock market to move to record levels over 100 times, positively impacting the retirements of the tens of millions of citizens. In addition, the clown in the White House fast-tracked the development of the COVID vaccine, Operation Warp Speed. It's available now. This hasn't been able to be done with SARS, the bird flu, Ebola, and any other disease you want to mention during previous administrations. It just did not happen. And the clown in the White House uncovered widespread pedophilia in the government and in Hollywood. He exposed the worldwide sex trafficking of minors and bringing children home to their families. He also rebuild our military, which the Obama administration had crippled, and fired 214 key generals and admirals in Obama's first year of office. That is a fact. Go look it up. You'll see what he did. The clown in the White House also has been working for free and has lost well over $2 billion of his own money in serving, and done all of this and much more in the face of relentless undermining and opposition from people who are threatened because they know that they're going to be exposed as criminals that they are in the event that he does take a second term. Now, please educate me again. What has Biden accomplished in America in his 47 years in office? Please educate me. I can't think of anything. All right. That's the end of another great show. Great telephone calls last night. Thanks to all the people that participated. I'm telling you, we got some great people in the audience that listen to us. We appreciate it so very much. Thank you for taking the time to pay attention to what we have to say. And again, it's never been about me, never will be. It's about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And I'll be back tonight. Yes, I'll be back tonight. But I'm taking Friday and Saturday off, and then I'll be back Monday. God.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.